Shape 2. Outside the Co Museum, in front of the parking lot, artist Anatoly presents a large abstract sculpture, approximately 3.5 meters long, 1.3 meters wide, and 1.7 meters high. The piece is placed on top of the rocky walls that support the establishment's viewpoint, which offers a panoramic view of the mountainous landscape with distant hills and terrace slopes with primarily shrubby vegetation. The sculptural object, which resembles an invented wild animal, is constructed from a combination of wooden beams and numerous metal plates. It was based on the graphic representation of a fantastic creature depicted in the artwork Shape 3 by artist Samuel Ornelas, available for viewing in the temporary exhibition room 2 of the museum. The main structure of the sculpture consists of rectangular wooden bars joined by screws, nuts, and washers, forming a skeletal structure with sharp triangular designs and simple straight-line appendages, sometimes also angled, providing a basal structure with four supports on the stone ground. These struts, which resemble long arms and legs, are placed in an imposing posture and extend outward, like a frame that keeps a central mass of entangled metal pieces floating inside, which make up the creature's skull, body, tail, and claws. This body of twisted blades resembles an armor made of metal scales, with voluminous heads and backs and long, slender extremities. The tail tapers off, using progressively smaller plates until its end. The fingers have cylindrical phalanges with sharp tips. The cylinders and curvilinear sheets are materials with a shiny surface, made of copper with reddish-brown hue, and zinc with a silver-gray color of minimal thickness and with different sizes and shapes, with irregular sharp and rounded edges. Each metal plate is a calcographic matrix, which contains old engravings by the artist produced using etching and aquatint techniques. On some it is possible to see plant leaves and anthropomorphic characters. The countless engraved pieces are connected to the wooden structure and to each other by metal wires, yet maintaining some slack, to the point that they react dynamically to the presence of the wind, hissing and tinkling as the air passes through.